Check in with Frank Schwab, National NFL Insider, Yahoo.com. He is standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome back, Frank.
Hey, what's going on?
Week one is done behind us. Unbelievable weekend. I think 12 underdogs covered. And now week two begins tonight with the Giants and the Washington football team. We'll get to week two in a moment. But from week one, what were things that caught your attention?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It was anything that really sticks out in week one, we have to always ask, is this just a one-off? Like, last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts in week one. And for a minute there, people were like, is Jacksonville a contender for the playoffs? Like, no, they went 1-15. Like, some things that happen in week one will have nothing to do with the rest of the season. And also, there's things like, okay, the Eagles blew out the Falcons, and we're like, wow, the Eagles might be good. Well, what if the Falcons are really bad? Like, it's hard to kind of do that math sometimes. But there were things that, you know, you really are like, all right, you have my attention. The Arizona Cardinals looking as good as they did on both sides of the ball, I thought was as impressive a performance as you can have in week one. New Orleans Saints just blowing the doors off the Packers. I mean, and both teams, I think, and same with the Arizona game, but both the Saints and the Packers, we have to be like, are the Packers not very good? I mean, they looked really bad. I mean, when you lose by 35 points in your opener to a team on a neutral field, that's not good. But whereas the Saints, I thought, looked great. The Tennessee Titans getting blown out by the Cardinals, they did nothing well, nothing. They didn't block. They didn't get their receivers involved. Derrick Henry got nothing. Their defense was bad. Is that going to repeat itself the rest of the season? What can we make of that? I mean, and again, like the Eagles and Falcons, how good are the Eagles? Do we know? Or is it just the Falcons are that bad? I mean, they were bad going back into the preseasons. So I think so, but we'll find out a lot, you know, when they play San Francisco on Sunday. Week one is just this weird, like, it's this mystery of trying to figure out, okay, what did I see was real and I need to pay attention to? What do I not need to overreact to? Because we all do that after 1 week. It's just going to be, it makes week two very important, really, in analyzing the NFL to figure out, hey, what actually carries over? Now we can kind of confirm our suspicions on what we saw in week one.
I think for the state of Michigan NFL fans, there's three games that stick out. It would be Lions, and they were trailing 38-10 midway third quarter, and they have the ball, the chance to score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion. And, you know, was it junk yardage? Was it real? Was the comeback San Francisco letting up? Those are things we won't know until we get to the Lions and the Packers on Monday night at Lambeau.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was more garbage time. But look, garbage time can matter too. You figure some things out. You get some confidence. You just are able to carry that over the next week. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I don't think it necessarily will. I think that it's a bad spot for the Lions. Like, I would like the Lions to keep it close this week had the Packers not gotten blown out in week one. And I know that doesn't sound logical, but Packers team is going to be mad. They're going to be angry on Monday night. Now, if they can't go out and take care of business against the Lions, then we just know the Packers aren't very good. But I think they're a good team. I think they're going to really put the hammer down because I didn't, from what I saw from the Lions when the game was actually, when it, you know, I mean, it did get close at the end, but when it, those first 58 minutes, when it was competitive, they didn't show very much. I didn't think Goff looked very good. The defense was bad. And nothing looked really good for the Lions until those final 2 minutes. And we'll see how much of that does carry over. But as of right now, I'm kind of on the side of there was a lot of empty calories in that last few minutes.
How can the Packers look that bad? I mean, is there chemistry? Again, I don't, you know, Rodgers wasn't there, and all you heard all offseason was that he wanted out, and then last minute, hey, he's going to report to camp, and this is going to be the final year. I just can't believe that Jameis Winston looked like a quarterback in control compared to Aaron Rodgers. I just can't.
Shocking. I mean, yeah, and what do you make of that? Good teams don't lose by 35 points. Like, they just don't. Like, it's, you'd be hard-pressed to find too many teams that, I mean, it has happened. I guess the 94-49ers got blown out by 33 against the Eagles or whatnot, but, I mean, it's pretty rare. And, I don't know, you wonder, it's a lot of narrative stuff, but you do have to sit back and wonder, did all of the offseason drama really affect them more than we knew? Like, you know, the whole mantra all training camp and preseason was, oh, you know, last dance, this team's so focused, they want to win a title, Aaron Rodgers last year. Whereas, you know, I mean, when your quarterback is publicly, clearly angry with the organization and doesn't want to be there, does that have an effect? I mean, it's, at some point you have to say, this doesn't just go away overnight. This does linger. Winning would help. If they go out and win by 30 on Monday night, we won't be talking about this on Tuesday. But what if, you know, what if they barely win? What if they lose? Then all of a sudden, what if you're, you know, 1-5 at some point? I think this thing could unravel really quickly in Green Bay. That's why I think it's pretty important for them to knock it off to a terrible start. They need to get things right and look a lot better on Monday.
His name is Frank Schwab, National NFL Insider, Yahoo.com. He's joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Final thoughts on Matt Stafford. He looked great on Sunday night, but it was the Bears, a team he threw for over 400 yards against in a Lions uniform in a win in his final season in Chicago. Well, final season in Detroit, but the game was in Chicago. I still want to see what Stafford does and the Rams do when they're playing the Niners, when they're playing the Seahawks and the Cardinals, and I'm just talking about their own division. How about the NFC West all undefeated and the NFC North all 0-1?
Yeah, I mean, NFC West looked amazing. The team that we had questions about was Arizona, and they looked the best out of all four, and all four looked good. Stafford was, you know, about what you expect. He's going to have some really, really good games. The stat that's crazy that I'm sure Lions fans have heard is, you know, the it took him, after 13 years with the Lions, he posted his best passer rating of his career in a game in his first game with the Rams. That's pretty insane. He looked great. He's going to have some good games. It's just, I want to see him again. That was always a knock on him in Detroit too, right? I want to see him in the better games, in the bigger games against the best teams. How do you do when you're playing a winning team, when you're playing a future playoff team? Are you still putting up 150 ratings then? I think that's the test for Matthew Stafford there. But overall, yeah, I mean, he'll be tested in that NFC West, I thought. Seattle look great. Russell Wilson's still unbelievable. The San Francisco 49ers, you know, I think are playing their second-best quarterback. They deactivated their rookie third-round pick running back, Trey Sermon, who everybody likes. Brandon Ayuk, who was unbelievable last year, didn't get a target in that game, and we still put up 41 points on the road. I mean, this team might be really, really good, and we're going to find that out as we go. And, you know, that whole division is going to be really, really competitive all year.
Frank, appreciate your time. Enjoy week 2 in the NFL, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.